I'm Nicole McCants, a psychologist turned business coach for psychotherapists. It was not long ago when I was in solo private practice, seeing way too many clients feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. In 2016, when I became pregnant with twins, I knew I had to scale to a group practice because I couldn't keep working that much. I was sick of hitting the ceiling in my income and knew that the only way to make more money and help more people was expanding my practice. In 3 short years, I was able to scale it to 55 therapists and multiple 7 figures. Once I was able to reach that goal, I had to take it to my peers. I'm here to teach you how to scale your solo practice to a group or take your group practice to the next level. We didn't learn anything about business in graduate school, so I created the Business Savvy Therapist podcast, where I share easy to implement business and marketing strategies so you can help more people, make more money, and have more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist. Today is a bit more of a personal episode. I've been doing them now and then. Today, I want to share with you the 3 things I learned about success from growing up in a trailer park. So I was raised in a trailer park from the time I was 8 until the time I was 18. So definitely my formative years. And you can imagine that a trailer park has a certain culture to it. Poverty, definitely. My sister and my mom, who raised us on her own, were on social assistance. And I didn't have any role models. And I wonder in your own life if you can relate, maybe not to the poverty piece, but just to not being supported. I think a lot of people, or at least some people have told me, oh, when I see you on Instagram, I just kind of assumed that it came easy to you. And I couldn't relate because I immigrated from a different country, or I couldn't relate because it wasn't easy for me. So I'm speaking directly to you today, okay? I'm going to grab all of the lessons that I've learned to hopefully inspire you and move you forward to the life that is waiting for you. I remember beginning to dream a little bit when I was about 15, and 15 or 16, when you begin to kind of think a little bit more about the future. And I think too, if you relate it all to growing up in a household that was hard, in a childhood that was hard, and honestly, most therapists have had a bit of a hard something or other in their past or history, which I think motivates us to, of course, be healers and helpers. But I didn't really think a lot about the future growing up because it was just day to day, right? Getting through the day, honestly. And one day I told myself, you know what? Maybe one day I can have my very own trailer. I'll go to the local college and yeah, I'll stay here, have my very own trailer. And that was it. That was it. Never in 1,000,000 years would I consider that one day I would have my own business. Definitely not. There was this one woman in my life. I feel like there's these angels that come into our lives for reasons. And her name was Miss Clement. She was my guidance teacher. Now we're, I think, in grade 12, I think it is, when you plan out. Back then, we used to have a grade 13 in Canada. And she sat me down and I said, okay, well, if my only goal is to have my own trailer, I can definitely just go to the local college. And she said, Nicole, your grades are so good. You're such a hard worker. You're going to university. I'm going to help you do applications to university and not college. And I remember being really annoyed and being, because I, you know, it was interesting. It's like I didn't know what it felt like to be taken care of in some ways, that this person was going to take me under her wing. So it felt like really uncomfortable. And she said, I'm going to apply with you and you're going to come next week with 3 universities to pick. And I remember complaining with my friends, and they were also pushing, she was also pushing them to university, but I did it. And oh my gosh, thank you, Miss Clement, wherever you are in the world, because it was that decision that changed everything. What happened was now I had a goal. Now I had, okay, well, I need these grades because I need a bursary and I need a scholarship because I can't afford university. And I had applied to a different city, the city of Ottawa. I was in a small town that was where I did my undergrad. And with that goal, I had a mission, or maybe not a mission, but I had a compass. a North Star that motivated me, like, okay, maybe this was my ticket out. I want to get into the very first thing that I think back and I definitely learned from coming from nothing. And that is, there is a formula for success. Fast forward, I'm now living in Toronto. I got into grad school. I worked really, really hard. And at first, I think I worked really hard out of necessity because I needed to get out. It was like, if I don't work hard, I will not get a scholarship. If I don't get a scholarship, it stops right there and I'll never get out. Fast forward, now I'm used to working hard. This is like my new norm. I remember being in my early 20s and listening to CDs. Yep, in my 20s, we were listening to CDs. Anthony Robbins, like all the motivational mindset, success CDs. I got all into that. And I remember realizing, I think it was like the 100th CD that I listened to. Wait a minute. There's a formula. If I take the actions and follow this kind of like recipe, I'm going to get very similar results. If I work hard and follow the formula, I will get there. I just need to know what the formula is. Like what is the formula? And that's when I just dove into, what do the successful people do? Oh, they get up at 5 a.m. Okay, I'm going to set my alarm and hold myself accountable. And I'm going to start having the similar habits as the successful. And then things begin to shift even more in my life. The problem is, most of us stop ourselves. And that's number two, which is self-belief, which I'm going to get to in a sec. If there's a part of you that is stopping you, you know you want a group practice, you know you deserve to have an automated business that can run without you, but that brave part of you is just a whisper. And that scared part of you is way louder. What helped me, honestly, was therapy. I started therapy because of my childhood stuff, but it really shifted the belief for me to say, I'm worthy. I'm worthy. Repeat after me. I'm worthy of the success. What is the formula? Tell me exactly what to do. And if I commit to working hard, I will get there. Some therapists grow faster than others when they scale to a group practice. Ever wonder what sets them apart? I have a live event coming up where you get to find out. Come to my success panel and meet Canadian and American therapists just like you who are able to reach the group practice dreams. You get to learn their hacks and how they did it. The registration link is in the show notes. See you there. Something really interesting happened. As you know, 3 years, 55 therapists, multiple seven figures, then sold my clinic. That is not normal results coming from a trailer park. But what was really interesting in hindsight, once I sold it and I built the clinic growth map for ambitious therapists, helping them in my 6-month business coaching program, basically giving them the exact roadmap of how to get to an automated thriving group practice, guess what happened? I applied a very similar formula and I got the same results. And all of a sudden, the clinic growth map was the fastest, is the fastest growing in the industry of all the other coaches helping therapists. And I believe it's like, okay, once you know success, you just do the same things again and you get very similar results. If you think about it, a formula is simple. It is like a recipe, but it is not easy. Because a lot of people stop themselves. They don't like how they feel outside of their comfort zone. And for you, I want you to picture your comfort zone for a second. It is definitely uncomfortable to be living on the edge of your comfort zone. Think of stretching. Like I almost picture this like elastic band. That's your comfort zone. And we're going to make it bigger. That's the only way. That's the only way for you to have different means for you to do different. And for that to happen, you need to stretch, right? Make the comfort zone bigger if you want different results. But that hurts. Oh my gosh, like pulling that elastic, that is not comfortable. But what's really cool is once you stretch it a little bit, guess what happens? That bigger elastic, that bigger comfort zone becomes your new normal. And then you stretch it a little bit, and then that becomes your new normal. The second thing I learned is self-belief is a superpower. 0 to 10, how much do you believe in yourself that you can actually be successful and have what you want in this life beyond your wildest dreams? How much do you believe that? Pick a number right now in your head. And you are not less than, depending on where you live, where you came from. I personally think we should take our trauma and use it as fuel. Looking back, that's exactly what I did, because it's energy in the body. That whatever it is from your past, maybe that you're still upset about, angry about, sad about, that is energy in your body. You can use that to fuel and transmute into what you are creating. Use that as fuel. People ask me, Nicole, you took a lot of risks. How are you okay with taking risks? First, I think part of it is personality, probably. But another piece is because I know what it's like to have nothing, like no electricity, not a lot of food for everybody to share, that in some weird way, I knew that it's not that bad because I've already built myself from that. Because if you think about it, our biggest fear is if I take the risk, oh my gosh, no, I can't do that. Like, what if I lose everything? But if you think back to your rock bottom, whatever that looks like, for me, it was poverty. For you, it could have been the divorce, the breakup, the heartache, that person dying, whatever it is. And then compare it to where you are in this very moment, which is not there, then it makes sense to take the risks because you know you can go from here to there. You know that you can fall flat on your face, laying on the ground thinking, oh my God, how am I ever going to move forward? But you've done it. And just knowing that, it's like, okay, you know what? I know what it's like to feel like that. And I know what to do to not feel like that. And that is a superpower. That actually has you be unstoppable. What I love about self-belief is you can change your belief at any time. We both know it takes some therapy, however, I believe, like really shifting your perception of yourself will change your whole life, and call your therapist because that's probably what you need, just really focusing on that self-belief, because without the self-belief, you will not implement the formula for success. There is a formula. It does work. You do the things. It's pretty simple. However, it takes self-belief. The last thing I learned coming from a trailer park is this. We all need a role model or a guide that fateful day who was talking to my 15-year-old self, Miss Clement. It was Miss Clement for me. She was the person who just took a stand for me and saw a future for me that I did not see for myself as a possibility. Pick a guide, pick a coach, someone that you, number one, resonate with. That's so important. That has been maybe where you want to go or is at least 10 steps ahead of you, who can link arms with you and literally say, I have the formula, but I got your back when you don't believe in you because I'm going to believe in you and I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. This reminds me of Chef Ramsay. My husband loves him. He's the cook in the family. Picture you're learning to cook with Chef Ramsay looking over your shoulder. You're making this beautiful steak. You think you got everything you need. I mean, I even bought the special pan. Okay. Yep. Stove is on. Got the steak. I even bought his knife. Okay. You know, how hard is it? But you're just not holding the knife right. And you just don't know the exact spice and the exact amount to put on. And he's looking at you and says, no, don't cut it like this. Here, just hold the knife like this. Now go down. And there you go. You need a coach that can look at your little tiny questions and just tell you, no, don't do that. Stop doing this. Do it this way. Yes, that's the way to do it. Whether it's Chef Ramsay or a basketball coach, you need that person who is right beside you answering your every single question, holding you accountable, reminding yourself that you are worth it, that your future is worth it, that your kid's future, you can shift that future literally by the actions you take over the next few months. I love that concept. I know that my desire to grow and finding a coach with a formula. And in my case, there were no therapists helping. So I had to find a coach that was not a therapist, not regulated like us, and apply all the business strategies to our industry. But doing that literally and committing and doing the hard work and stretching and stretching and stretching shifted my lineage. This is possible for you. Just see it for a moment in your head. Just picture it, envision it, that my lineage was going a certain way. And that now my children, it's going to be complete. It already is completely different. They would never fathom the life that we have today and the life that I had. Oh my gosh. Like they wouldn't even believe me, honestly. My 7-year-old, very busy boys. I learned these three things. I'm going to repeat them one more time. The three things I learned from being raised in a trailer park are: one, there is a formula for success. Two, self-belief is a superpower. And three, we all need a role model or a guide. And do you have one? I would be so happy to be your guide. I'm so committed that my life's work is now helping therapists. I don't do therapy anymore. I don't see clients anymore because I've retired. And I'm really obsessed with having you just see what is on the other side in terms of what is possible. And I truly know that a group practice is your ticket to freedom. And if you're ready to talk about your next steps, we do have spots available for a practice growth audit. The link is in the show notes. It's a 45-minute call if you haven't booked one, where you meet with a team member and they just ask you questions, get some clarity on where you want to go, and we will link arms with you. We will give you the formula to get to where you're meant to be. See you next week. Thank you for listening to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. I hope this episode was helpful. I would be so grateful if you would share this with a peer or colleague that is wanting to help more people make more money and have more freedom. Make sure to subscribe so you do not miss any new episodes, and please do leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.